MP Stephen Ball, who represents Unity State's Mayom County in the National Legislative Assembly, says his area has been overrun by floodwaters and thousands of people no longer have homes. Ball says most of the temporary shelters have been destroyed and people who are camping on an island are being threatened by waterborne diseases and snake bites. He says an estimated 2,000 households were displaced and many of those people are seeking safety in Abia administrative area. The lawmaker is calling on government and humanitarian agencies to intervene and help save the lives of thousands in Unity State. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UNOCHA, says the flooding and heavy rains have continued to impact negatively on people across the country, including Jonglei, Lakes, Northern Bahr el Ghazal, Western Bahr el Ghazal, Unity, Upper Nile, Warrap, and Western Equatorial States. Anita Hans is UNOCHA's Deputy Head of Office. Hans says Unity State is facing some of the worst flooding this year. Han says UNOCHA doesn't have actual figures for how many people were killed in Unity State's floods. She says humanitarian agencies are responding, but insecurity and other issues are slowing down their efforts to intervene. Han says two rapid needs assessments were conducted in Leir and Mayendit counties of Unity State, and resource mobilization response for Leir County area floods is underway. Certain areas of Eastern Equatoria and Western Equatoria states that were not affected by the 2021 floods are now reported flooded, according to UNOCHA. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly in New York recently, South Sudan Vice President for Service Cluster, Hossein Abdelbaghi Akol, attributed the country's rampant flooding in recent years to effects of climate change. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.